On Mayer Road in Hamburg, on Smith's Maple Farm, owner Carl Smith's 13th season in business as a maple producer is underway. A small diameter hole is drilled into the side of a maple tree. Then a short metal tube with a hook on the end for the bucket goes in, and the sap starts running. It makes its way into the sugar house, where it's boiled down into the finished product.
It's a labor of love. You can make some money, but you're gonna your initial investment to be a semi-professional maple syrup producer, you're going to be $60,000 to $70,000 worth of initial investment.
With the help of his wife and kids and other collectors, Smith manages about 1,200 taps in nearby trees.
It's a lot of work and a lot of effort, and it's a part-time business that during the 2 months in February to the middle of April, you got to start up, put the taps out, go collect the sap, boil the sap.
It takes about 45 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of syrup. And Smith says he's hoping to make 300 to 400 gallons this year, just like always. They market about 80% of their maple syrup, candy, cream, and nuts Maple Weekend, when Smith says they typically get about 1,200 customers.
Maple Weekend is like the Super Bowl or the Daytona 500. It's you need to be ready and prepared to take the customers that come and put on a good presentation and demonstrate how to make maple syrup. And we get repeat customers year after year after year. And that's what the goal is. And for the smaller producers, the goal is to retail rather than the wholesale. And that's what Maple Weekend gives that opportunity for.
Greg Zimpfer, president of the Western New York Maple Producers Association, says the annual event is important for thousands of small producers.
You've got probably 3,000 family farms or maple producers in the state of New York making at least some or part of their living off of it. For some of us, this is what I do full time. So, you know, it's important to us.
It's also important in Albany. The state estimates the maple industry's economic impact at $141 million annually. On a recent visit to Smith's farm, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul pointed out that New York State is number two in the nation for maple syrup production. And Hochul says it's up 111%.
We set new records back in 2017 once again, and the number of production is just continuing to go through the charts. But it's very exciting, not just because we're proud of this and we're very competitive. We're only second to Vermont, and Vermont better watch out. But we also have the largest number of tappable trees in America.
Last year, according to the state, there were 2.65 million taps across New York. Zimpfer says all the natural sweetener is celebrated at about 180 locations statewide.
We have people doing walks in the woods. We'll have sap boiling. You can see it, taste it. There's all kinds of samples available. My basic recommendation to people is get off the couch, go out and go once. You'll get hooked. You'll go every year. There's places with pancake breakfasts, samples of anything from maple barbecue sauces, hot sauces, maple sugar candies. I mean, if you can make it, you can try it. And there'll be all kinds of samples for people to try.
Maple Weekend is March 17th and 18th, and again March 24th and 25th. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.